The vast majority of gun deaths in this country are suicides. And if that's news to you, well, you're not alone, according to a new poll from our partners at Guns in America. Today, mass shootings and homicides dominate the national conversation on guns. As Guns in America's Heath Drusen reports, that can have real-world consequences. And just to emphasize to listeners, the story will be dealing with suicide.
I'm on one of the well-manicured lawns of Ann Morrison Park in Boise, Idaho. This state has one of the highest suicide rates in the nation. Like much of the country, though, people here misunderstand what's causing the majority of gun deaths. What do you think the biggest cause of gun deaths in the U.S. is?
I would say homicide.
My guess would be accidents.
Mass shootings.
When it comes to firearm fatalities, Americans think of murder. According to a new poll from APM Research Lab, Call to Mind, and Guns in America, 58% think some form of homicide is responsible for the most gun deaths. Fully one quarter attributed the most gun deaths to mass shootings. That's all wrong, though. And experts say that makes it hard to find enough support and funding for suicide prevention.
I think that this misperception that most firearm fatalities or homicides are mass shootings, you know, it really drives where we put our policy emphasis. It really drives where we put our resources, and it really drives the conversation around gun control policy in the United States.
That's Jennifer Stuber, a professor of social work at University of Washington and co-founder of Forefront Suicide Prevention. Stuber has a very personal interest in suicide prevention. She started Forefront after her husband used a gun to take his life. Like many Americans, she didn't understand the scope of the suicide crisis until being touched by it.
Until it becomes, you know, just part of everyday conversations, that we're not going to see, you know, the statistics that you're reporting in this study turn around.
Horrific as they are, mass shootings represent a tiny fraction of gun deaths in America, but they get a lot of coverage. And even though the U.S. murder rate is well above other developed nations, homicides are still a distant second. To be clear, suicides represent 60% of all gun deaths. Despite that, less than a quarter of Americans can correctly identify suicide as being responsible for the most gun deaths, according to our poll. That misinformation can trickle down to local prevention efforts. John Roycer is showing me around the quiet offices of the Idaho Suicide Prevention Hotline, where he's the director. He says many Americans instinctively avoid the topic of suicide. Already this year, another Idaho suicide prevention organization shuttered due to lack of donations.
There is a mass shooting or a firearm death that's not suicide. A lot of those will hit the media. But unless it's a celebrity completion by suicide with a firearm, it probably is not going to be in the media.
Roycer said there's a tricky balancing act between reporting on suicide in a sensitive way and shying away from it completely. Still, he said we need to do better at having a public, frank conversation about the issue.
I do think it's stigma to some degree. It's denial, which is a defense mechanism that sometimes can be a good defense mechanism, but not around the issue of firearm suicides.
Another problem is a severe lack of research on the topic, driven in part by legislation in the 1990s that all but ended federal funding for gun studies. Dr. Mark Rosenberg worked at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for two decades. He saw research into gun suicides and just about every other aspect of gun violence grind to a halt.
We don't really know what works most effectively to prevent suicide. We don't know what works to prevent school shootings or gun homicides or mass shootings, but we can find out.
Rosenberg says it's frustrating that we're failing to tackle what he sees as a preventable problem.
What's really criminal is not to be looking, is not to be trying to find out what works. That's what's really crazy.
Experts hope that changes soon. For Guns in America, I'm Heath Drusen.